of an ultraviolet catastrophe. A black body misbehaving at high frequency. You can't see me, but you shall hear me. You shall hear me. My name is Andromeda, the Ethiop, the Sibyl, the star constellation, the chained one, honoured by Athena in the sky, sometimes visible to the naked eye. Come journey with I. Come journey with I. I was travelling in a neighbouring African country, once again to deliver my word. I was warm, the travel by road was dangerous, but I was mother sent, and what I had to say needed to be heard, needed to be heard. On the road, I was captured and soon sent to sea, then to market to be sold. My beauty cast a spell on all. My price fetched 3 times the price of gold. The price was astronomical, just like my myth of old. Just like my myth of old. They say to be sold, I was the most expensive slave. Andromeda, the Ethiop. Soon to be known by the others as Andromeda, the brave. When the dog days commenced, I too rose with the morning sun. Father Ra called out to me. Run, Andromeda, run. With Ra shining down on my back, run is exactly what I did. I ran and ran for days on end. Then among the trees I hid. As the days passed by to the master, I was as good as dead. So he and his treacherous sons put a new price on my head. Under pressure, the others told him, I had cast myself invisible, and where I was to be found, hiding in the marsh, in a hole deep within the ground. Why would I hide if invisible? Still, these details mattered not. For one crazed with greed and anger, in pursuit of his lost lot. He found the hole and invisible me, gave praise to his God. Once again, I belonged to he. Bundled into a trunk, he turned the key. My fate was sealed. There'd be no escape for invisible me. The years passed by, and slavery decried, still bound in the trunk, the unwilling bride. As luck should have it, for him, not for me, P.T. Barnum came to town in search of curiosity. So the master put yet another price on my head. He'd hatched a genius plan. I was no longer Andromeda, the Ethiop, the slave girl. I was now Andromeda, the Ethiop, the invisible woman. I became Barnum's most popular sideshow in the greatest show on earth, sold to the circus. The master tripled my worth, tripled my worth, tripled my worth. Ironically, in my invisibility, I was more visible than I could ever be. I traveled the world invisible, Andromeda off the chain, and the world flocked to see me again and again and again. I was hot as Hottentot, even though there was absolutely nothing to see. Yet I was immortalized by my invisibility. Still, through all this adversity and absurdity, I was still deemed some man's property. Andromeda the Ethiop, still not free. Still not free. Really? Well, that's just his story of my her story.